Okay, let's begin. Simen Ayin Vav Halacha Beis. Birchas Hashkiveinu Ein Chaisin Bo Kamo B'chol. On Shabbos, we do not conclude the Birchas Hashkiveinu the way we conclude during the weekday. Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'at. Right, during the weekday, what do we say? Let me open up the sitter to regular Ma'ariv. I don't want to say it behar because I'll make a mistake for sure. Okay, Kikel Ushmort Seinu, guard our exit, Uva'enu, our entry, L'chayim U'L'Shalom Me'atah V'Adolam. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guard us. Well, let me go back a pasuk. Kikel Shomreinu U'Matzileinu Atah. That's important for what we've seen in Shemes and Halacha. We go back and we say, Kikel Shomreinu, you are a God who guards us. Shomreinu U'Matzileinu Atah. Kikel Melech Hanun V'Rachum Atah. The reason why you guard us and you save us is because you are a compassionate and graceful God, King, God and King. And then we go on to make a direct request. Ushmor, may you guard, say, Seinu v'einu l'chaim u'l'sholom y'atov y'adolam. On Shabbos, do we need to ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu to guard us? Do we need to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to guard us? No. Why not? Because Shabbos guards us. Ushmor on Shabbos, we say in Echanami, some take this out. In Echanami, that's what he's going to point out. We don't take this out, but some take this out. But if you look over here, but how do we conclude the bracha? The way we conclude the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, so let me go back to Hashkivein of regular weekday. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomer, Amo Yisrael, Lord, you guard, Amo, you nation, Yisrael, forever. During Shabbos, we do not conclude with Baruch Atah Hashem Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, because Shabbos we don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guard us directly on Shabbos, because Shabbos guards us. Shabbos is the ultimate Shmira. So when we guard Shabbos, automatically we are guarded. Therefore, the Nusach has changed for Shabbos. Ufroi Soleinu Sukas Rachamim. This is the Nusach Sfar I have here, not because I know Nusach Sfar, just what I have in front of me. Ufroi Soleinu Sukas Rachamim V'chaim V'Shalom. Baruch Atah Hashem HaPeres. You spread Sukas Shalom, your canopy of peace. Oleinu V'al Kol Amo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim. That you spread your canopy of peace upon us and upon your nation, V'al Yerushalayim. We allude to Shabbos, the canopy of peace. The Sukkah Shalom is also a reference to Shabbos. Shabbos is a canopy of peace upon us. So instead of directly referring to Shmira, we change it as a reference, an indirect reference to Shabbos. That's what it says over here in the halacha.
Isn't that why Nusach Ari leaves out for Shomer V'nei Yisrael
as a Shabbos? No, they hold it's a hefsek. The reason why they leave out for Shomer V'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos is because there's a hefsek between the Chasim of the Bracha and the Shemona Esrei. Right. So some kehilos, Baruch Hashem li Olam, but is that because of a hefsek? Nusach Min Nusach HaGrah doesn't say, but is that because of a hefsek they don't say it, or because it's a rech? I don't know the answer. I don't know. Eretz Yisrael Nusach HaGrah, so they don't say it. That's correct. Let's see over here what it says. Berachas Hashkaveinu Einu Akaisim B'Bechol Kamo B'Chol Shomer Amo Yisrael Kamo Shekevan Shebracha Zohi Al Lolos Am Yisrael. This bracha Hashem guards Yisrael is on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael einem tzrichim l'shmir b'Shabbos. The Klal Yisrael does not need shmir b'Shabbos. Why? Ki haShabbos megin aleinu. Elo oimrim. But instead we say ufroy soleinu. We say Hakadosh Baruch Hu, may you spread the Sukkah Shalom, the canopy of peace upon us. Elo oimrim ufroy soleinu v'choisim baruch atah Hashem haPeres. Period. The chain, the yamtiv. Likewise, we do the same thing on yamtiv. Im ta, a person makes a mistake. V'sim kamo b'chol. Let's say you make a mistake. You're in the mode of what you do during the weekday. Im nizkar miyad liachar tevas lo'ad. If you remember right away, after you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Shomer Amo Yisrael lo'ad, and it's within toich kedidi, within 2 seconds, it's not too late. You can right away go back to the siddur and write and say Hapareis Sukas Shalom Olein Vel Kol Amo Yisrael V'Ali U'Shalom. You still can be misaking your mistake.
Isn't Hapareis spelled differently?
Hapareis what?
Isn't Hapareis spelled differently than what?
We're limited over here. In Nitzkan, Mialachate was Ladi in a Khanami, it is. You're right, in a Khanami. Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know. Suka Shom Avalim Loyniska Aliacha Dikadibor ain't Sarah Lomo Ode, but if you once already you pass 2 seconds, Halacha Lice we pass in Shalom Alacha Rebbe Mori is 2 seconds. So once 2 seconds pass, so you're Yoitse Bidiyevit, even though you don't see the correct Brach, you're Yoitse Bidiyevit. Let's look on the bottom Halacha Dalit, Shemem Shaload, Ayim Shachonorach, Shagam Ki Kel Shemreinu Lo Yoima. Okay, this is not our minuk. Okay, some of the custom, the Enechnam, you have to look, I think, in the Nusach Ari. If I'm not mistaken, that in the Nusach, you don't say the line before you come to the bracha of Ushmarit Seinu V'einu L'chaim L'Shom Yatav L'Lam. You don't say all that. From Kikel Shemreinu Umat Silenu Ata, Kikel Melechanun V'rachu Mata, Ushmarit Seinu V'einu L'chaim L'Shom Yatav L'Lam. That entire sentence is deleted on Shabbos. Because that's the same way, you don't conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Shemir Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, because we now refer, we don't require Shmira on Shabbos. Klal Yisrael does not need Shmira. Shabbos is the Shmira. We don't need Shmira. So we delete the Shmira. So just like we delete the Shmira from the Chasima, we also delete the mention of Shmira from the middle of the Bracha. So that is one custom which is not accepted by all communities. So one more time, the words inside. Kosav shekikel shemenu ma'alo yoymar debeshabbos ein tzach Shmira shashabbos shemer. The ayin shalom bitu ezov the taz. Sh'anu noy hagim the taz. That's what says Shochanor. Sh'anu noy hagim loymar b'nei she'en anu b'cheska shemer shabbos kuroi. Unbelievable chiddush. The reason why we have a Shara, we don't have the Chasima Shemir Amo Yisrael Ad, but we also still say in the middle of the Bracha Shmir, because we acknowledge that we do not observe Shabbos the way we are required. So we don't want to brag that Shabbos will protect us, because we're not today in our day and age 100% Shemir Shabbos. Pretty spooky stuff, right? Pretty powerful Musar. Shano Agim Loim Abnei She'en Anu B'cheska Shemir Shabbos Kuroi, where we can be comfortable by not saying period. Ayin Biv, I know what that stands for. We have this sefer many, many times. This is one of the, maybe it's Eish Lavram. I think maybe his name is Eish Lavram. Me'agoyin HaKadosh Mibut Shut. Okay, Shagam came the Yashiv HaMinuk, who also is Miyashiv the Minuk, the Ayin Davudrucham, the Sidra Shloh, the Dalig Min, the Hogin, Badenu. He says, no, you should take it out. You should take out from at least from the words, the Hogin, even further up. Not only does he take out Kikel Shemreinu Matzleinu Ata, he even takes out from the words V'Hogin Ba'Deinu V'Cheinu Nusach Admar Bal Minchas Alozad Munkach B'Bnei Shekolos Yisrael Heim B'Chlal Shemre Shabbos. He holds that even though it may be true that an individual may not be together 100% Shemir Shabbos, but for the Gantz Klal Yisrael, that you have to say we are Shemir Shabbos. Mimelu, we don't need to say all of these expressions of prayer, v'hagen ba'adenu, v'yasem yaleinu, oyev dever, v'cherev. We don't need to ask all these things, ki kel shemreinu. We just, it's a very short bracha, hashkiveinu. Now, Yisrael, even during the week, I don't know exactly all what takes place in all of this siddum. I only tell you from personal experience. I once davened for a while in a Ma'ariv Minyan. And I was about tefillah because I was an oval. I daven almost every night. I daven for a tkufa, for a period of time in this minyan. And the rabbi wasn't always there. The rabbi didn't come too often. And I daven as fast as I can daven. Nobody like to go daven very fast. Okay, so I did it average speed. I think I follow the rules. I don't think there were too many complaints. Only got one complaint. Come on. But when the rabbi came, the rabbi davened so fast, it was very hard to keep up. It was there. And there was one part that I really couldn't keep up, and that was the brach of Hashkiveinu. And I couldn't get it. I just couldn't get it. Well, how in the world is the rabbi able to say Hashkiveinu so fast? I finished Goal Yisrael before I can blink. He's already up to the Chasima. It took me about a month to realize that the rabbi, he was davening from a sitter. It could be Nusach Ari, where they didn't have all this. This is during the week. Not only on Shabbos, his Nusach, I don't know all the Nusachos, they took a chunk of the brach of Hashkiveinu was not present. Maybe he was saying the Nusach on Shabbos. And that is why he was able to say it so quickly. So, you know, you live and learn that The bracha of Hashkiveinu, there are different girsos in the bracha of Hashkiveinu. I didn't have a chance to look it up. I vaguely remember that there is an opinion that holds that the nusach that we say during the week is corrupt. In the Ikar Hadin, the real nusach that was instituted by Chazal was what we say on Shabbos. The real chasim was supposed to be Ufroi Solenus Sukas. And somehow during the week it was shown. Like we think, I think the average person thinks that the standard nusach is what we say during the week, and then a change was made on Shabbos in order to accommodate the fact Shabbos Klal Yisrael does not need Shemira, because Klal Yisrael Shabbos provides Shemira, so we change the nusach. Just the opposite. The original nusach was not to ask the shmirah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Poirei Sukkah Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Amo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim. And then at a later point in time, maybe due to a matzav of sakana, there was danger, and for Klal Yisrael it was amended to be more explicit and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly to protect us from harm that comes. So the way we have it during the week was a later change that came to the Nusach HaTfilah. The original Nusach, going back when it was originally instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, was to be consistent for Shabbos and the week, to conclude with HaPorei Sukkah Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Amo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim. L'may Nafkamina, he only discussed the case here where on Shabbos you make a mistake. But what happens when it's the other way around? When during the week you say HaPorei Sukkah Shalom Aleinu Ayayotze, he doesn't discuss that. But certainly Yayotze, because that's the way the bracha was originally. Like what's the person, a shayla, if you forget to say Yalav Yavu in benching, you have to repeat the benching. So someone once told me he only benches on Shabbos. He almost never benches during the week. He never eats bread during the week. Doctor's orders. No bread, no mazonos. He's not allowed to eat. So the only time he allows himself to eat bread is Shabbos. It goes a whole year like this. So on Shabbos, if he has a suffix, if he's said Ritzei, if you get to say Ritzei, I told you Alviyah, but if you get to say Ritzei, you have to repeat the benching. So what happens to the person? He never ever says benching without Ritzei, because the only time he actually benches is on Shabbos. So if he has a suffix, L'chora, he does not need to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. So here, the way that he posed the question is, a person, instead of saying it on Shabbos, HaPorei Sukkah Shalom, he says, Shemei Mo Yisrael Lo'ad, because since most of the week, 6 days a week, we're saying it, Shemei Mo Yisrael Lo'ad, and on Shabbos we're making the change, so that's the more common Shaila. But it could happen after you have a 3-day Yom Tif, and you get in the habit of saying, HaPorei Sukkah Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Mo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim, and now it's the fourth day, and you're going back to a weekday Echol, and you make a mistake, and you say, HaPareis, you have the wrong chasima, and you realize this happens. It happened to me at least once, and now you realize you said the wrong chasima. Are you mechuyev to repeat the bracha, to say the bracha all over again? Because when you say a bracha, it's not the way Chazal were masaking, you're not yoytze. And the answer is no. Even if you go the other way around, instead of saying what you're supposed to say on during the week, you say what you're supposed to say on Shabbos, you're yoytze. Because the truth is, that's the real bracha. The real bracha is to conclude with HaPareis Sukkah Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Mo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim. That's the ideal. It was only changed to a more direct bakasha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guard us because of the difficulties that we face in Galus. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel Noya Gimel Noya Bithos Arvitz V'yinuchu Va. On Friday night, the minigus to say V'yinuchu Va. Of a Shacharis, Uwe Musaf, you would say V'yinuchu Va. Uwe Mincha, V'yinuchu Shabbosos Kodshecha, V'yinuchu Va. Now, we don't say Shabbosos. Okay, let me go turn to the Siddur. Everyone knows, Friday night, v'yinuchu va, v'yinuchu vo, v'yinuchu vam. But he says over here something very interesting that we do not do. If you look in the Siddur, let me just turn to the Nusach on Shabbos Mincha. It says Shabbosos. The plural for Shabbos is not Shabbosim, it is Shabbosos. Okay, so it says over here, v'anichlei Hashem lokeinu b'yav v'rotzo en Shabbos kodshecha, v'yinuchu vam. What does he say over here? He makes two changes for Shabbos Mincha. One more time, the halacha gimel. No hagim loymar betfilas arvus v'yinuchu vah. So that would be Be'ahava uvratzon Shabbas kodshecha, your holy Shabbos, v'yanuchu v'vah, and you will rest in it. Lashon, feminine. V'yanuchu v'vah. No, then he says uveshacharis uvemusaf yanuchu vo in it. Is Shabbos lashon zohar lashon nekeva? It could be both, and that's why Friday night you say va, Shabbos day you say vo. Uvemincha, look what he does the mincha. He changes not just since we're saying v'yanuchu vam, that would require us to go back a few words and say v'hanichleinu Hashem lokenu be'ahava uveratzon shabosos kodshecha b'lashon rabim v'yanuchu vam in them. Once we're saying vam, you have to go back and say shabosos kodshecha. That's not our custom. In our nusach, we don't do that. Now, Yishna, by the way, this that he says here, I don't have all the nuschos, but not everyone agrees with this. There are certain groups in Klal Yisrael where they are consistent. They say vam all three. Could be maybe Slobabish, I don't remember. They say all three, Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon. They're consistent, they say vam. Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfarad is va, vo, vam. And we do not change from Shabbos, we don't change to Shabbos Kodshecha, where we don't change it to Shabbos Kodshecha. That's not done. Our custom is to keep it Lashon Yachid, may we rest in your holy Shabbos, and may we rest in them. It's not a contradiction. We can refer to Shabbos in the singular, and then we can refer to Shabbos in the general, v'inuchu vam. Just to keep in mind that the correct way to refer, many very, very common people say Shabbosim. Okay, and the correct plural for Shabbos is Shabbosos. Someone explained to me, I don't know if this is true or not, I don't know if it's true when struck, that in Yiddish it's Shabbosim. So it's not incorrect. It's Shabbosim. You have to go take out in Yiddish. And the truth is that also, is it Shabbos or Shabbos? Is it Shabbos or Shabbos? So someone explained, I don't know if this is true, but someone explained to me, in Hebrew, there's no such thing as Shabbos. It's Shabbos. It's Milara. The emphasis, the syllable is on the base. Shabbos. There's no such thing. We're not talking about Hasidim. We're not going there now. We'll talk about Litvaks. Litvaks, pretty much, they to a certain degree, they follow the rules of grammar. To a certain degree. And if it's Milel Milara, so the way you should say is Shabbos. So why didn't we find all the Litvaks walking around and saying Shabbos, good Shabbos, Shabbos? So someone explained to me, in Yiddish, I don't know if this is true, in Yiddish there is no such thing as Milara. Anytime you'll have a Milara, that's because there's a vowel. There's a vowel there, but it's a vowel. But in Yiddish, every single word in Yiddish is Mila'el. The emphasis is Mila'el. So just like in English, we say Sabbath, there's a word Sabbath, which means in Hebrew it's Shabbos, and in Yiddish it's Shabbos. Shabbos is not a Hebrew word, it's a Yiddish word, and that's why it's Shabbos, because in Yiddish there's no such thing as Milara. Every single word in Yiddish is Mila'el. So someone, I once spoke to an expert in Yiddish, so he challenged me, he said, I'll prove you there is, and he started giving me, varfing off a list of words, and every single word he listed, he says, no, that's not really correct, because that's because of a suffix, a prefix. He started saying, maybe you're right. After he went and he thought that it was totally off the wall, but that would be Shabbos. Now, with that line of reasoning, just like it's Shabbos in Yiddish, the plural in Yiddish is Shabbosim or Shabbosim, 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 Shabbos, whatever. In Hebrew, it's Shabbosos. So, if someone says Shabbosim, they're not necessarily wrong. You read very often in the newspaper. You read all your newspaper, people in the newspaper, you have the common man writes the newspaper, and very often they write Shabbosim. Shabbosim. In Svarim, you learn Svarim, usually they're, it's always going to be Shabbosos, because the editors of a published book will be more accurate. Shabbosos.
In Kiddush also.
Right, but if the Olam says so, but when you read the newspaper, you'll see very time it's not necessarily wrong. But notice over here when he changes the girsa. But one thing I'll tell you is for sure wrong. One thing is for sure wrong. If you're going to change the girsa and you're going to say Ba'avul v'ratzon Shabosim kodshecha, that is for sure wrong.
That's
for sure wrong. That's for sure wrong. If you're going to change the girsa it's going to be Ba'avul v'ratzon Shabosos kodshecha. Now, what is this all about? Bo, bo, bom. So there are jokes. I don't have to say jokes, given English to me. Friday night, who has menucha? The wife has menucha. The wife. Shabbos day, who has menucha? The husband has menucha. The wife has to take. Do all the, I don't know, she has to prepare the meal. I don't know exactly what it is. He asked, so who has Menucha Shabbos day? Vo, the husband. Who has Menucha Shabbos afternoon? Vom, they both have Menucha. I don't know what that means exactly. Someone explains, I don't get it. Okay, but on a deeper meaning, there's a pasuk in, I don't remember the pasuk name, Bahar. Ish imo v'aviv tirohu v'es shabsoi sai kedoshim. Ish imo v'aviv tirohu v'es shabsoi sai tishmoiru. So what does this mean? So it means simply there is kibud avoim, right? Not kibud, but ish and tiro fear. Moiru of avoim. Ish imo v'aviv tirohu v'es shabsoi sai. But the darshanim or the Baalei Machshava explained that my inyan shmita es lasina. What does fearing your parents have to do with? Fearing your parents have to do with Shabbos. So they explain that there's a deeper meaning to this pasuk, which explains the Nusach HaTfilah. There are two, I don't know what this, I'm just saying words, I don't know what this means. There are two Gedorim in Shabbos. There's a Shabbos that operates Midin Ish, a male version of Shabbos. And there is a version of Shabbos that is a female or a makabel. There are things that you do on Shabbat. There's Zohar and Shomer. Zohar is you have to give honor, you have to do things to Shabbos. Mitzvah Saseh. On Shabbos, you have to be mechabed Shabbos. You have to have a good meal. You have to wear nice clothing. You have to daven. You have to do things. You have to be positive. Action. Then there is Shmira Shabbos, where you refrain from doing malacha. You don't do malacha. You hold back. You rest. You don't go to work. Holding back is begeder in the keva. Being active is begeder zohar. When a person is active in this world, the zohar is the active role, and the female is the passive. That's the way it is in marital relations. The zohar is active, and the female is passive. That is the prototype that Chazal used. I'm not talking about modern day society. I'm talking about what Chazal's view of the role of male and female. There is active and passive. In Shabbos, there's Zohar v'Shomer, the first luchos, the second luchos, the active and the passive. There are tzvei dinim in Shabbos. Ish, a person, imo. Imo means Shabbos. The whole pasuk is addressing Shabbos. Ish imo is the passive form of Shabbos. The aviv is the active form of Shabbos, tirahu, v'es shabsoisai, and both of them together, tishmoru, you should synthesize both the active and the passive. So the pasuk is calling Shabbos by a male and by female. Friday night is v'yonuchu va. The focus of Friday night is Shmira Shabbos. Shomer is Yom HaShabbos. So we refer to Shabbos Friday night, va, v'yonuchu va. Ish imo Shabbos day, the focus is active. To be active on Shabbos. Ish imo v'oviv. Shalashuris, when you come to the middle of the day, is where you synthesize being active and passive in your observance of Shabbos. V'yes shabsoisai tishmoiru v'yonuchu vom, both of them come together. There's a halacha, when are you supposed to give more kavod to Shabbos? Friday night, you have one piece of meat. When should you eat the meat? At night or by Shabbos day? Shabbos day. Shabbos day is the time you give kavod. Kavod is being active. Friday night is devoted to, when you get into Shabbos, you have to go in stages. When you come into Shabbos, the first thing you have to do is rest. Stand back. Stand down. You work for 6 days, now it's time just stand down. Don't do any malacha. after you've gone through 12 hours of focusing on, that's it, I'm passive, now it's time to pick up the pace and progress and do something in honor of Shabbos. And then, after you've done what you've done, you can reflect and you can take what you've done Friday night, the honor you've given Shabbos by being passive, together with what you've done during the day of giving cover to Shabbos and a more active olam Shabbos, and you can synthesize the two together. When you come to the end of the day, Shabbos mincha v'yanuchu vam. Friday night is va, stand down from your labor for 6 days, passive, va. Feminine. Shabbos day is the time to emphasize covered Shabbos via nuchu vo. Start off ish imo, then the oviv, and then when it comes Shabbos afternoon, via nuchu vom. Is now we can reflect, we can take the two together, synthesize the two for the complete Shabbos experience. That's an explanation of the nusach atvilo vo, 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 vom. Again, not everyone, and then the question is Shabbosos, Shabbos. Kotshecha, the kitta says to say Shabbosos. That's not too common in our day and age. But also pay attention, you go to different shuls, some of them they don't make any changes. They keep one nusach, they're consistent throughout the entire Shabbos. Okay, let's take a look at Halacha Dalet. Halacha Dalet, Achar Tfilas Halachash B'Arvis B'Shabbos Oymrim Kulam B'Yachad V'Yechulu. After you finish Ma'ariv, everyone says V'Yechulu V'Yesh L'Amo Me'umid. You have to say it while you're standing. L'fi Shabbazeh Anu Me'idim L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Mayis Bereshis. We say testimony. V'Eidim Tzrichim L'Hoyd B'Umid. And witnesses have to say it. They have to, witnesses when they V'Omdu Shnei Ho'anoshim. It says in the Pasuk that when witnesses come forward to testify about the Naira Hamurasa, that she was Mizane, it says they stand. For that we learn that testimony is stead in the state of standing. Therefore, when you say, you have to say it standing, yeah?
I've seen people, I don't do it.
If you come late, if you daven a long Shmon Esrei and you go over to someone, it comes from this, right? It comes from this that if you don't say it with the Tzibur, so in order to say Eidos, you have to say it together with someone else. There is a Yeah, not to do it. It's nonsense. You missed out. It doesn't need Eidos. Okay, but there is such a thing to it. There is such a thing. Eidos miyuchedes one, and then comes the next. The next guy in a chanani. But okay. I don't know the answer. There are different customs. Some do, some don't. There are different customs. The kitzur makes no mention of this. Okay, his silence is deafening.
What?
Not to say. Some people don't. If you daven a long shemona esrei, so you say yourself. So you say vayichulu hashemayim. You say yourself. You don't say it with call someone else over. Can you say it together with me so we can do it? Eidos. Also, we're in the shalat. Can you say it with your brother? Can you say it with your brother? What? You could say it again. No harm done. Yeah, it's a pasuk. Of course, no harm. You can say a pasuk, no harm. What about? Can you say it with your father, with your brother, with someone who's pasul Eidos? Moshe v'Aaron. Can they say it together? If you learn that it's din Eidos, you can't say it together. You can. But when everyone in the shul says it together, so you have among the group of people, you have two brothers saying it together. Obviously, it's not a real Eidos, it's symbolic. So how far do you go? That is the question. Some go further than others. Halacha, next halacha. Yeah, what does he say? So you could say it.
He said you should have it to say the kavana.
Yeah.
Not that it's Eidos, but you're saying psukim.
Psukim, okay, so he's saying for the Mishnah Berurah. That there is the hakpah that should dafke edus. If you're saying it all alone, don't have kavanah that meets midin edus, because you need two witnesses. Okay. Halacha, hey, achar kach oimer shtechziba bracha mein bracha brachas mein sheva. Now we say this very usual bracha. Bracha mein sheva was instituted as a delay tactic, because people have a tendency to come late to shul. And in ancient times, the shuls were in the fields, and it was dangerous to go home all alone. And people were in a rush, they were hungry, so they would leave you all alone. So in order to delay people, to accommodate the latecomers, you see such a thing, a chazal went so far to accommodate the latecomers, because of sakana, that they should be able to walk home with someone. So they instituted a chazaras hashatz. a chazaras hashatz of bracha me'ein shalosh, or we call mogen avos, me'ein shalosh is alamichli, I'm sorry, is me'ein sheva, where we repeat, where you begin bracha to Hashem l'keinu l'keinu l'keavram l'keizach l'keyakov o'kel ha'gadol ha'gibov ha'nayro, kel elyoin koinei shamayim baretz. And then the tzibur says, mogen avos bedvaro, we go through this nusach. Now, being that this chazaras hashatz doesn't say this, there's a hakpada that the shliach tzibur should put his feet together. Not everyone knows this. The shliach tzibur should put his feet together as if he's saying Shemona Esrei. Big question: should the shliach tzibur bow when he says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu? Should he bow? It's machlokes apoiskim. Some say he should bow, because it's mamish a chazaras hashatz. You put your feet together and you should bow down. Others say no, it's not a real chazaras hashatz. It is not necessary, and it should not be done because it's not a real chazaras hashatz. It's not a place where chazal will misakin that you're not allowed to bow whenever you want. You only can bow when you're supposed to bow. To what degree is this called a chazaras hashatz, where you should put your feet together and bow down? Putting the feet together, I think the common custom is you do. There is a hakpada. Bowing depends on the minhag. I think most don't. I think most people don't bow down. But there is such a thing, yeah.
I don't know yet. The Chul Shemayim was repeated by the Kohal.
Yes, he does say, of course, Yidam Yechidus, you say it. But when you say Vayechulu, you should not say with Kavanah, the Mishnah Berurah says L'shem Eidus, you should just say L'shem Psukim. It's part of the Nusach HaTzila. Chazal U'Mesakein, at some point in time, I don't know when this Takana came about, you should say these Psukim. We're coming there. We're coming that soon. The Rakan is only in a real shul. Let's see. No, there is no Amen. There is no Amen. Where is the Amen? At the very end. After Elokeinu, at the very end. Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Vas. There's no bracha. There's no actual bracha. It's all one long bracha. Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. Also, there's the very end.
After
Vayich. No, but it doesn't. There's no bracha. There's no place to say Amen. There's no place to say Amen until the very, very end. That also very important. What?
You say Baruch Shema at the beginning.
Baruch Atah Hashem. There's no harm in saying Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo. You could always say Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo. Anytime you make a bracha, you can technically say Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo, unless you have a kavanah to be yotze. You have a kavanah to be yotze bracha, like by Tkiyah Shavu. They always make the announcement in shul that no one should answer Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo. When you make a bracha with the kavanah to be yotze the bracha, you don't say Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo. So here it's a chazaras hashatz to some degree. It's no different than any other chazaras hashatz, where you can say Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo. So seemingly there's no harm in saying Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo. That would seem to be. Okay, now, there's another very important halacha which many people don't know, that being that it's a chazaras hashatz, there's a very big hakpad in the poskim that the shliach tzibur is not allowed to begin saying Mogen Avos until the tzibur finishes. And some shuls they don't do right is that everyone says it together. Kodei Shemayim V'ores, and then everyone with Mogen Avos, everyone starts singing it together, and the Shliach Tzibur sings along with them.
And then he
just finishes the last two words. He does right away goes into a Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. Cross the board, all the poskim say that's clear cut wrong. If the Tzibur, it's a beautiful thing for the Tzibur to sing it together. No one is denying that, every shot. But after the Tzibur finishes saying Zeicher L'maaseh Bereishis, the Shliach Tzibur has a duty, is an obligation to start from the very beginning, Mogen Avos, to start from there and to read word by word, loud and clear for everyone to hear, no different than any other Chazaras Hashatz. It's not the right thing for the Shliach Tzibur to mumble it along with the Shliach Tzibur and just conclude the last few words. What? He waits for everyone, and just like a chazaras hashatz, you wait until there's no sound. Everyone is finished in silence. You wait until there is complete silence, and then you begin Mogen Avos. That is the only way to do it. Anyone who tells you otherwise, look it up. In Shulchan Aruch. What? Modim is not. Modim Drabanan?
Same.
More than the Rabbanan, you're supposed to say loud. More than the Rabbanan, no. More than the Rabbanan, the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to say more than loud. And it's should not be mafsik. Each word loud should not mumble it, but he doesn't wait. He doesn't wait. You don't wait. The Shliach Tzibur says modim mila b'mila out loud, and the Tzibur at the same time says modim derabanan, but and there's no waiting, but the Shliach Tzibur has to say it loud, even though people are not going to be listening, because but it still must be said out loud. Maybe there will be one person. Yeah? That's what I'm saying. This is the, right, that's wrong. That's clearly wrong. That's not the way it is. Yeah? Okay, that they didn't emphasize it enough. It has to be acharkach, but it's in Mishneh Berurah. It has to be. You have to wait until the very, very end. Okay, let's see inside. Halacha hei umatay machach shlichus omer brocha achas meyin sheva. Tahainu brochat Hashem lokinu levaseinu magen avos lokinu levaseinu umesay brochat Hashem mikadesh hashabos yesh lahakel laamod b'sha. Alcohol, the tzibur should be standing. They must be standing. It's a chazaras hashatz, and a chazar yoyme lifnei hamelech, and they should listen to every word of the tzibur carefully. Before the shliach tzibur repeats it, the custom is shoyimim imo. They say with him. Normally, he says imo. Interesting. He says imo here. Interesting. I don't know. And pay attention. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Say it together.
That's what
the Kiddush says.
Mishneh Berurah says you wait.
Mishneh Berurah says you wait.
Sifchot
Beis.
The Kitzur says Imo. He says Imo. V'no shomim Imoy. So maybe I take it back. Maybe I didn't realize. The Kitzur, I didn't pay attention to this. I was always brought up when learning Yeshiva, those halachas, he tells you in Mishneh Berurah, he had people make this mistake. You have to wait. Like you mentioned, the article. But it could be, you're right, it could be there is a minute. Yeah, I take it back. I stand corrected. If there's such a thing that you don't have to wait, you don't have to wait. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch seems to say you don't. Imoy Mogi Navos. Okay, so it could be, I'm sorry, it could be, you see, we have other opinions. The gam hamispalel b'yichidus yocholem magen avoske yichidus, you don't say the beginning, you don't say Baruch HaTu Hashem, that you don't say, but there's no harm in saying the tefillah magen avos, just that middle section, at zeich l'maseh b'reishis, avol yosel lo yoyma, you don't say the beginning, of course, okay, and you don't say Elokeinu, but you say v'yichulu, and you say Magen Avos, but you don't say Baruch HaTu Hashem, and you don't say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. Now, there's a very important halacha he brings down here on the bottom. A Baruch HaChmein Shalosh Ein V'Hagoyis Narsham B'Shem Chidusha B'Kiv Eger De'im Shochach Morid HaGeshem B'Tilas Arvish Shal Shabbos. So he has a tremendous Ad Kedei Kach, what degree this is called Chazaras HaShatz. We once learned this from a Rashkenaz. It's a very controversial Psak Halacha. B'Di'eved, you can use this Chazaras HaShatz to be Yoytze, you are required to say Shmona Esrei Friday night. What would be a situation where you'd want to do so? When you forgot to say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem. So you would be required to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei in such a situation. So you can tell the Shliach, like this you would have to tell the Shliach Tzibur. Does he automatically have Kavanah for you? I don't know the answer. But let's say you tell the Shliach Tzibur before he starts, when you say Magin Avos, I want you to be Moitzim. I want your recital of Baruch HaTu Hashem Elokeinu should be a real Chazar Sashatz. What does it say? Sfardim? What do they have?
Sfardim, they don't have the term Mogen Avos.
No Mogen Avos.
Okay, I'll give you a Kel in Kodesh Baretz. They do, Mogen Avos, they do have it.
But it starts with Baruch.
No, we also start with Baruch. It's exactly the same like us. It's exactly the same. Baruch HaTu Hashem.
It just saves
space.
Oh, it's space difference.
They save space. Printer.
J-space. Well,
so, the point over here is...
You're not including
Mashur. Oh, that's the Chiddush. It doesn't have... This bracha does not include with it, does not include Mashur Ruch Mora Geshem. It's not part of the Takana. So that works to your favor. That works to your advantage. I recited a Shmona Esrei I was required in my Shmona Esrei to recite Mashur Ruch Mora Geshem. I blew it. I messed up. So I wasn't Yotze Shmona Esrei. So now, but so I will rely upon the Chazaras Hashatz to be mashtum the Shmona Esrei that I'm missing. And that Shmona Esrei has its own set of rules, and those rules, the rules do not require an insertion of mashiv or ruach or hageshem. It works when in Rome you do like the Romans. This chazor sashatz doesn't need mashiv ruach or hageshem, and it's a good chazor sashatz. I can latch on after I've not said my Shmona Esrei correctly. I have. That's what it says. Not everyone agrees with this. Let's see.
This
Kiddush is only Mogen Avos.
You can't do it from
no, of course not, because there's no such takana to do Chazor Shashatz in such a fashion. Mincha, you never have Chazor Shashatz from Bechlal. This is a very strange Chazor Shashatz. We never have Chazor Shashatz from Meirith. This is the only Chazor Shashatz of Mav you ever have. Even Yom Kippur, there's no Chazor Shashatz. Myrif. There's no Chazor Shashatz. You say Slichas. Slichas. Neila. Neila is not Myrif. Here is a Myrif with a Chazor Shashatz. A real Chazor Shashatz. Ad Kadei Kach, you can be Yoitza, your requirement to daven Myrif, even though regular Myrif has Mashiv Ruach, and this does not. That's what he says. Bagos, Masham, Beshem Chodesh Rabbi Kivagim, Vim Shachach, Moirat Ageshem, Betfil Sarvish, Shal Shabbos, Yotza, Bebirchas, Mein Sheva, Kmo, Beimlo, Hispalal Klom, Veshoma, Birchas, Mein Sheva, Shiyotza. He gives another example. Let's say you forget to say Yalav Yovo b'cholamoyid shchal b'Shabbes. If you forget to say Yalav Yovo on Chol Hamoyid by Ma'ariv, you must repeat the Shmona Esrei. The only time you don't need to repeat the Shmona Esrei, you forget to say Yalav Yovo, is under Rosh Chodesh. But Chol Hamoyid, if you forget to say Yalav Yovo, you repeat the Shmona Esrei. Gam kein yoytze bebirchas mein sheva v'sim b'tzorichin. It's a tzorichin if you could really rely upon this. Kevon de b'yochid sh'ein oimer birchas mein sheva lo yotza. If a yochid does not say mein sheva, kevon de b'yochid sh'ein oimer birchas mein sheva lo yotza, who adin b'tzibur ayin sham. The reason why this is problematic is because a yochid never says mein sheva. Mein sheva is only said by a tzibur. So how are you using the shmona esrei of the tzibur to be fulfilled an obligation that falls upon a yochid? So if the Shmona Esrei is said both b'yachid and b'tzibur, that's different. But since it's a, basically it's a different set of rules. Okay, so it's a tzarechin if you can rely upon this. He brings down this opinion. This machlokes ha'poskim. If you mess up your Shmona Esrei and you want to rely upon the Shmona Esrei, the Mein Sheva, what if you can do? Okay, well,
you don't tell us. You don't have to tell us.
So the assumption is that the shliach tzibur is he's saying it to be Maitzi the Rav. That's normally the assumption. It's better, of course, to whisper to him, you know, do me a favor, have kavanah to be Maitzi me. He'll look at you like, what? What are you talking about? Say, didn't you go to the morning kollel? Didn't you hear the shir? Yeah. So, but it's better that he should. Talmud Chacham would right away chap what you're saying. Will have kavan to be yotzu. Halacha vav. Bechol Shabbos Hashana im bracha zos. Now one more halacha before we conclude. Bechol Shabbos Hashana im bracha zos. I feel be yom tov. Shabbos shechal yachay yom tov. The only time, this is also not everyone knows halacha, interesting halacha, the only Friday night of the year that you will not say Me'in Shalosh is only if it's the first night of Pesach. Every Friday night, B'li Yoytzim in Aklau, you say Me'in Shalosh, Me'in Sheva, Me'in Sheva. Every, you know, Yom Tif, not Yom Tif, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you'll say it. But if Friday night is either the first or the second night of Pesach, only the first can happen the second night, only the first night of Pesach on our calendar, man. He knows the calendar. Can never get him on the calendar issue. Never. Baruch Hashem. Ashrecha. The first night of Pesach, you know why? Because this goes back to the Ikar Yisod of why Chazal instituted this bracha.
Shmira.
People come late to shul. And the shul is in the field. And people, as soon as they finish the Shemona Esrei, they say, Kaddish Shalem, Aleinu, the out the door. And this poor fellow, he came late, he's still in the middle of Kriya Shema, or he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and everyone's leaving. Who's going to escort him home through the forest? There are wild animals out there. There are bandits out there. Who's going to escort him? So Chazal told the people in the shul, slow down. Don't leave until everyone is finished, and we're going to force you to slow down. How are we going to force you to slow down? We're going to be Mesakein Bracha Me'ein Sheva, and you're going to sing it together. It'll take a long time, and that will give the late comer time to catch up. But on the night of Pesach, let him walk home in the dark. Don't worry about all the Vilde Chayas and the bandits. What's the Vilde Chayas have to worry? It's Lel Shimurim. He'll be protected from the bandits. You don't have to worry. Oh, you'll tell me about Motzei Hezeka. It's Motzei Hezeka. It's very common. So obviously the answer is, it's only a chashad. It's only an extra layer of protection. We hope and we assume you'll come on time to shul, and or even if you'll come late, you'll have a person to take you home. So it's not when it's Motzei Hezeka, all the Poskim Zmanazah advise people to lock their doors the night of the Seder. Everyone is required to, because why? Oh, but it's Lel Shimurim. B'makom shemotzi hezeka, you're not saimich, you're not going to rely upon. But this is only an extra degree, an extra layer of stringency that Chazal were misakein, and the night of Seder, the night of Pesach, that's Lel Shimurim, Chazal relaxed this requirement and said, you don't have to worry, you can walk home late at night, or at least you'll find someone to accompany you home. You don't make this bracha. Okay, we'll stop here. Take a few minute break.
No.
Everyone, no one says this halacha. It's only Friday night you don't say it.
I said this before. There are five words that are commonly mispronounced.
It's one of my pet peeves.
Shabbosim.
Yes.
Brisim.
Yes.
Zuchusim.
Talesim.
Talesim.
And Shtusim.
Shtusim. Now, Talesim, is that really not pronounced? Talesos?
Talesos.
Talesos? Talesos? You sure? No Talesim? Okay.
It's translated into the Yiddish, but it's Talesim.
Talesim? I'm good. Take care.
It's not Hebrew.
Well, that's right. They're not saying it is.
Right. I don't know if you heard, but Mr. Weiss and I were at a Leviah yesterday, which ran very long.
Who's Leviah?
A friend, a neighbor of his.
Yeah, it's a neighbor.
Who's the person?
Herbie Lowen's name. Very well known on the other side of Coney Island Avenue.
Lowenstein? Herbie Lowenstein.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy, and he suffered a brain tumor that struck him 7 months ago.
7 months ago.
How old is he?
About 65.
My wife's at 67.
No, he's a drop younger than Naya. So anyway, so four of the local people on him spoke. I mean, everybody knew him. You know, went to every shir he could. Everyone. Fantastic guy. I knew him as a teenager in Washington Heights. Cohen came to speak. Spitzer.
Where did he daven? Who was his partner?
His base was Rabbi Spitzer. Rabbi Stern spoke. Rabbi Stern and Rabbi Blazer spoke also.
Blazer, Gidzler.
You call them to speak, they'll speak. You call them to speak, they'll come to speak.
No. But he knew them all. He knew them all. No, but he knew them all.
It's a big Leviah?
Fairly.
Where was Leviah? Shemela? Shemela Chamos. And where was the Kfura?
Deans, New Jersey.
So who? Where is he? How many has children? Where is children?
A son and two daughters.
They live in the neighborhood.
Two of them do. The married daughter lives in Baltimore. My brother-in-law happens. The son-in-law is a Talmud. Was a target of my brother-in-law.
I was asking about
Wow, where do you go to yeshiva? This person, my father.
Probably Breuer's.
He wasn't RJJ.
No. Breuer's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very sad.
My brother had his some jewelry about. He was talking about they wanted to speak about the local rice. He was talking yesterday about
what do you say? Crib, opening up a crib? And opening up a crib on Shabbos, putting a group crib together?
Opening, pulling apart sushi, pulling apart the chopsticks.
Yeah.
Pulling down chopsticks and all like this. They're combined. You can't pull them apart. You're talking about, I was surprised. I thought you're not allowed to put your belt into the pot, into the loops. And he said there's something going down in the
trap.
In other words, one of them. Other things, watches, watches, winding watches, setting watches.